According to legend, the protruding cannon tower of the east section of Belgrade Fortress is named after the Jakšić brothers, noblemen made famous by folk songs. It was erected at the beginning of the second half of the 15th century and contained positions for cannons that defended the north entrance to the city. In the wars at the end of the 17th century, the tower was partially destroyed, then rebuilt as part of newer fortifications. Its remains were dug up in 1936. Then the tower was restored completely in 1937. The reconstruction took place on top of the old ruins. When the tower was rebuilt, its windows, which were openings for cannons, were placed in arbitrary positions. In the same year, the remains of soldiers who died defending Belgrade in 1915 and were buried along the walls of Belgrade Fortress were collected and buried in the ossuary next to Jakšić Tower. The ossuary is marked with a cross made of cannon pipes. This monument is a reminder of the courage of the soldiers who defended Belgrade under the command of Mayor Dragutin Gavrilović against the joint German and Austro-Hungarian army. From their battle positions near the railway levee of the Danube, they stopped the attacks coming from the Danube and Sava rivers. When it had become clear that the capital was lost, Mayor Gavrilović made a famous speech inviting soldiers to defend Belgrade, taking them into their last battle and enshrining their memory in legend. 4,000 Serbian soldiers died defending Belgrade, and Mayor Gavrilović sustained serious injuries. He ended his career as a colonel, awarded with the Order of Karađorđe's Star and the French Cross of War. He participated in World War II and was captured as a prisoner of war. He died in 1945 in Belgrade.